Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Tom Oliver. Batting second, the left fielder, Russ Scarrett. Batting third, the second baseman, Bill Reagan. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Earl Webb. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Bobby Reeves. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Phil Toth. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Hal Rhine. Batting eighth, the catcher, Johnny Heving. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Jack Russell. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Jack Russell. For the Philadelphia Athletics, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second, the third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting third, the catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting fourth, the center fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Bing Miller. Batting seventh, the left fielder, Jimmy Moore. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Joe Boley. Batting ninth, the pitcher, George Earnshaw. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, George Earnshaw. And now, play ball. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Scarrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scarrett hits a pop-up towards short. Boley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a fly ball towards left. Moore settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Moore. Reagan moves to third. Webb moves to second. Bobby Reeves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeves hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop hits a line drive into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rhine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Phil Toth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Toth hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Rhine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhine hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rhine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Reeves fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jimmy Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ryan fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Russell for the out. One out. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliver hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Russ Scarrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scarrett is 0 for 1 in the game. Scarrett hits a pop-up towards third. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ryan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Earnshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Earnshaw hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Russell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 1 in the game. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 1 in the game. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Reeves fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Reagan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Simmons. Reagan reaches second base with a double. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 1 in the game. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops it up and throws to first, with Earnshaw covering, for the out. Reagan moves to third. One out. Bobby Reeves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeves is 0 for 1 in the game. Reeves hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0 for 1 in the game. Tote hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley misplays the ball. That's an error on Boley. Reagan scores. Tote moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein is 0 for 1 in the game. Rein takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rein. The throw from Cochran and he is safe. Rein steals second. Johnny Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving is 0 for 1 in the game. Heving hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 1 in the game. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. Simmons hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Scarrett. Simmons reaches second base with a double. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into left field. Skarrett picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Skarrett. Simmons scores. Fox moves to second. It's Red Sox, 1, Athletics, 1. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Reeves fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 1 in the game. Moore hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fox scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Athletics. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 0 for 1 in the game. Boley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rhine fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0 for 1 in the game. Russell hits a fly ball into left field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 2 in the game. Oliver hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Russ Skarrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skarrett is 0 for 2 in the game. Skarrett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Oliver moves to second. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Reagan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Oliver moves to third. Skarrett moves to second. Two outs. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 2 in the game. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Earnshaw fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. George Earnshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Earnshaw is 0 for 1 in the game. Earnshaw hits a ball on the ground towards third. Reeves fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rhine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 2 in the game. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Reeves fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Reeves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeves is 0 for 2 in the game. Reeves hits a line drive into left field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0 for 2 in the game. Tote hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Rhine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhine is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Rhine hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Miller. Rhine reaches second base with a double. Johnny Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving is 0 for 2 in the game. Heving hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 2 in the game. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards third. Reeves picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Reeves. Cochran moves to second. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Simmons bunts for a double play. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rhine fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0 for 2 in the game. Russell strikes out. One out. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Russ Scarrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scarrett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Scarrett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Reagan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rhine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 0 for 2 in the game. Boley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Earnshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Earnshaw is 0 for 2 in the game. Earnshaw strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 3 in the game. Webb hits a fly ball into left field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Reeves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeves is 0 for 3 in the game. Reeves hits a pop-up towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0 for 3 in the game. Tote hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Bishop hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 3 in the game. Dykes bunts towards first. Tote scoops it up and throws to first, with Reagan covering, for the out. Bishop moves to second. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cochran hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bishop scores. It's 3-1, Athletics. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Simmons hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-1, Athletics. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Russell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jimmy Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Moore takes first base on ball 4. Miller moves to second. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 0-for-3 in the game. Boley hits a pop-up towards first. Tote settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Cedric Durst pinch hits for Hal Rein. Cedric Durst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durst hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jack Rothrock pinch hits for Johnny Heving. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock takes first base on ball 4. Durst moves to second. Charlie Small pinch hits for Jack Russell. Charlie Small is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Small strikes out. One out. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Oliver hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Russ Scarrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scarrett is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Scarrett strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 5, and Boston Red Sox, 1. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.